Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. One of the things is highly recommended in Islam through awliya, Prophet Muhammad talked about it. Ahlul Bayt a lot of time talked about it, and that is about sabr, patience. A true mu'min has to be a man of patience. We have a lot of hadith in this part, but because we are in the month of Ramadan, there is a beautiful hadith where it says, As-sawm nisfu sabr. So sabr means in English patience. Patience means when you control yourself and you do not take yourself into the world of something where you have not thought enough. So before you enter in something, you have to think what you are going to do. You better always be man of patience, or woman, whatever it is. A woman brother has to be, a woman sister has to be a follower of patience. Patience is the base of your iman, is a base of your faith or faithfulness, is a base of your religion. Patience is very important. If we do not care about patience and we keep doing things without thinking, it's a big problem. It's a big problem. It causes us to lose our faith. It causes us to lose our relationship with the awliya of God, like with Ahlul Bayt, with Rasulullah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is not good. So a man of patience is always in the safe side. As-sawm nisfu sabr. If you want to practice patience and you want to be man of patience and you cannot control yourself, let's say you're trying to practice patience but you're not able to succeed, then you better start with fasting. Start with fasting. As-sawm nisfu sabr. If you start fasting, basically you have gone half of the way. So your half of your job is done, basically. As-sawm nisfu sabr. Start learning patience through fasting. Fasting has a lot of barakat, positive things for you. Beside all those rewards, one of the most essential reward you can have through fasting is that you learn patience. So patience is not something you can say, I'm just living and I don't need patience. No, patience is the head for faith. If one person has no patience, that means his faith has no head. And nobody can survive without head. As a human being, we always have to have head, because head is the central processing unit in the body. So patience is the same thing. When we want to improve our faith, our religion, our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our practicing, everything, we have to go through patience. How we can learn patience? Simple. Rasulullah said, As-sawm nisfu sabr. So try to learn patience. If you're not able to learn patience, start with fasting. And we are, alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, and we are already learning how to become man or woman of patience. A woman is always achieve success through patience, and one of the devices for achieving patience is sawm. That's why Prophet Muhammad said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, As-sawm nisfu sabr. So when you start your learning patience, you can go through fastings, and when you go through fastings, you're almost halfway gone through, because the rest of half is remaining, and you can go through other ibadat, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد